People in need of abortion care in Iowa will soon face severe abortion restrictions. A law that would ban the procedure as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy is set to go into effect next week. This will likely not just impact Iowans, but will shift access to care across the Midwest. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
It's lunch hour at the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Mankato, Minnesota. The clinic is small and it's pretty quiet. Brooke Zonley steps out of her office and gives me a quick tour.
This is our back office space. We have about 5 exam rooms that we can use for both family planning and medication abortion services.
Zonley is the health center manager for the clinic in southern Minnesota. It's tucked away in a strip mall close to a large state university, about an hour from the Iowa border. She says as Iowa's so-called heartbeat law has worked its way through the courts, the clinic has been getting ready for more people crossing the border for care.
We started providing medication abortion services in January, and we're actually looking at cross-training staff right now to increase access on Wednesdays when we do provide that service.
The Iowa law bans abortion when heartbeat activity is detected, which can be as early as 6 weeks of pregnancy. Planned Parenthood estimates it will block nearly all abortions in the state. Shira Klein is a nurse practitioner who works at Planned Parenthood clinics across Minnesota. She says she's already seen Iowa patients traveling as far as 3 or 4 hours to get to the nearest Minnesota clinic.
They feel crushed. It feels like such a heaviness that they're forced to carry. And then extreme gratitude that they're able to find care through us.
Last year, more than 900 Iowans sought abortions in Nebraska, Minnesota, and Illinois. That's according to data from the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights. Candace Gibson is the director of state policy at the Guttmacher Institute. She says that's because even without the so-called heartbeat law in effect, Iowa still has many abortion restrictions.
You know, you have a forced 24-hour waiting period after the counseling, forced ultrasound. There's parental notice requirements in Iowa. And so all of those restrictions add up in terms of obstacles for a person to get care.
Since the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision 2 years ago, which ended the constitutional right to abortion, Planned Parenthood has expanded abortion services in Midwestern states like Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Illinois. That's to accommodate the increase in people coming from neighboring states like the Dakotas, Missouri, Indiana, Kentucky, and now Iowa, that have severely restricted or nearly eliminated the procedure. Gibson says this influx of abortion seekers can put a strain on clinics and providers.
As states think through policies to, you know, protect and like sort of meet the need that's coming from other states, they also have to make sure that residents within their respective faith can continue to get that care.
Planned Parenthood of Illinois reports about a quarter of their patients now come from out of state, a significant increase since Dobbs. Julie Ugel is with Planned Parenthood of Illinois. She says that they're monitoring how Iowa's new law will change where people travel for abortion care regionally.
So it's hard to tell, and there are a lot of factors that go into why someone might travel to Illinois versus travel to Minnesota versus, you know, fly to California.
Meanwhile, in Iowa, healthcare providers are still trying to figure out what they can and can't do under the new law. Francesca Turner is an OBGYN in Des Moines. She says the Iowa law has exceptions for rape, incest, and life-threatening conditions, but it's a hard line to draw in real time.
If I see something that I can't take care of, I can call my high-risk OB colleagues and specialists and get their opinion from their experiences and make those decisions in real time. I don't want to stop after we make some decisions and say, well, maybe I should call my hospital attorney and get some more information if I can act now or not.
She says this means many of those Iowa patients will still end up crossing borders for abortion care, or won't get it at all. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a health reporting collaboration of NPR member stations across the Midwest, including Iowa Public Radio.